All this week, Decatur resident Brittany Brooks has worn dresses and skirts. Her No Pants Challenge is an awareness campaign for Illinois' Ovarian Cyst Awareness Week, which began September 11th and goes through Sunday. Before I go further, a brief disclosure. I, State House Bureau Chief Amanda Vinicky, got to know Brittany a couple of years ago when she was a public radio intern through the University of Illinois Springfield's Public Affairs Reporting Program. In January, Brittany began to reign as Miss Black Illinois. She shrugs off suggestions that pageants are outdated beauty contests.
I've been competing since 2009, and a lot of times what people don't see is the work that leads up to the day of competition. With television, all we really see is just what happens on stage. But a lot of times it's the work behind the scenes. So there is an interview, a private interview with the judges, and oftentimes mine was a panel. So I was in front of five judges, I believe, and they're firing questions back and forth at you, press conference style. So you have to prepare for anything. They can ask you about anything in those interviews.
Current events, personal questions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What questions were you asked?
I was asked, we know who you are in the dark. No, we know who you are in the light. Who are you behind the scenes in the dark? The second question I was asked was, what will your legacy be? And I can't quite remember the third one. Oh, what would you tell your teenage self if you could?
National pageant contestants also took part in a fitness competition.
The swimsuit part of it, what people would recognize it as, is, oh, just a girl on a stage in a swimsuit. But not everyone can get on a stage in a swimsuit in front of all these people. So you want to at least try to look your best and present your best self. So a lot of girls are spending hours in the gym leading up to it. They're lifting weights. They're eating healthy. They're doing what a lot of people aren't doing, which is working out and trying to present their best person. Also, there is talent. And for me, I play the piano. I have been playing since I was 6 years old as well. I love playing the piano. And so it just felt good to just leave it out on the stage, a craft that I have been working towards all my life. So that's the best part about pageants. And that's why they're still relevant, is because they're helping you become better physically, mentally, artistically, so you can present yourself in that light.
I asked her why a special pageant is needed for Black women.
2 weeks ago, I attended a back-to-school basketball game, and I went in my sash, and it was at a high school. And afterwards, this little girl, she has to be 6 or 5 years old, she was just so happy to see me, and she was staring at me the entire time. And afterwards, she came up to me, and she was just so happy to take a picture, and her mother told me that she competes in pageants herself, but she was so discouraged because the winners did not look like her. So she didn't think that she was qualified enough to compete in the pageant. So what you see in a lot of these pageants, a lot of women of color aren't represented and they aren't winning. So Miss Black USA represents women as a whole, as African-American women and as women of color. And so that gives us an even playing field from the jump. And we are representing African-American women across the country. There is a huge movement called Black Girls Reign on Instagram that highlights and promotes women in pageantry, Black women in pageantry. And we need to make sure that we are seeing ourselves as winners. So that's the best part about Miss Black USA, is that regardless of who wins, they are going to be a woman of color.
As I said, Brittany's platform as Miss Black Illinois is raising awareness of ovarian cysts and cancer. Why did you choose this?
In high school, I ran track, and there was one day I had this huge pain in my pelvis. And I went to the doctors, and they did an x-ray and all the other fun stuff, can figure out what was wrong. Eventually, I found out I just had like something on my ovary, just like a black mass. They didn't know what it was, and they wanted to do surgery right then and there. And we're like, well, we don't know what's going on. We can't just, you know, allow you to cut open our daughter. That's my parents saying. So we went and got a second opinion, found out it was an ovarian cyst. I have never heard of an ovarian cyst. I really didn't even think about my ovaries at all.
Right, you're a teenager. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is in 2010. So it was about the size of a plum, and your ovary is the size of a walnut. So it was bigger than the ovary, this cyst was. And she said that, you know, this can wrap around your fallopian tube and cut off blood supply to the ovary and kill the ovary. So we had surgery. It was laparoscopy, and it was removed. So, like, okay, that's fine. That's cool. Fast forward 2 years later, assist on the same side comes back. This time I'm a sophomore in college.
She had to have surgery again. A cyst then came back last summer.
Enough is enough. My doctor now wants to remove my right ovary completely because I keep producing cysts. And this procedure is called oophorectomy. And it's very common, and it's a common procedure for women who have ovarian cancer as well. So that's why I try to advocate for ovarian health altogether, because the symptoms of an ovarian cyst and the symptoms for ovarian cancer are very similar.
Brittany Brooks says women should know the symptoms: pain in the pelvic area, bloating, loss of appetite or feeling full, pain during intercourse, irregular menstruation, fatigue, a deeper voice, extra facial hair, and other signs of hormonal changes. She says often women with ovarian cancer delay going to the doctor until it's too late, believing that it's cramps or typical signs of menstruation, wait until the cancer is in the third or fourth stage, and survival chances are in the single digits. Catch it early when the cancer is only in one ovary, and the chances of survival are, she says, around 90%. Bear in mind, a typical annual gynecological exam and pap smear won't detect an ovarian cyst or cancer.
If it's menstruation, it'll kind of get dismissed. I'll take an ibuprofen for this. If it lasts longer than 2 weeks, something's going on. And you need to see somebody and let them know, hey, I think you need to do this. I think I need an ultrasound. Can you give me an ultrasound for this? Don't worry about the cost. Your health is more important. And as women, we put our health to the side to take care of house and home all the time. And that's fine too, but we need to make sure we know what's going on with our ovaries and we know what's going on with our health.
That's the reigning Miss Black Illinois, Brittany Brooks. As part of her platform, she helped to get this week recognized as Illinois Ovarian Cyst Awareness Week. To take part, wear a dress, or maybe book an appointment with the doctor. I'm Amanda Vinicky.